I welcome you to a talk on the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. I've divided this talk into four sections. The first is importance of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The second is the important acts and deeds to be done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The third is the virtue of Arafah. And the fourth is Eid al-Adha or Yawm al-Nahar. First, we'll discuss the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. This is a forgotten sunnah of our beloved Prophet. You may have sinned all year. You may have missed doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan. You may have missed the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You may have missed doing good deeds during Laylatul Qadr. This is your opportunity. Make the best of it. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Even if you have not sinned the whole year, maybe you did some minor sins. Maybe you did ibadah in the month of Ramadan. Even you might have got the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Even you might have prayed the full night of Laylatul Qadr. Yet, you cannot afford as a Muslim the opportunity during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah.